Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, Cass, you feeling a little lost in motherhood?
Yeah, so this came up recently with my husband when we were talking, and I don't know what, I was upset about something, whatever, and he said, I just feel like you used to be, and he wasn't trying to be mean, just, he's like, you used to have other things that you did. You used to love photography and all these things, and you don't do them anymore.
There's no time.
Yeah, that's what I looked at him, and I was like, what damn planet do you live on? There's literally zero time. But then I thought about it. He's like, well, let's carve out some time so that you can go do these things that you love. And I was like, honestly, it just feels like so heavy. Like the thought of having to take on a hobby or do these things I used to do, it feels more like more work, and I don't want to do it. And then I got thinking, he's like, well, what would make you happy? And so I'm thinking about it, and this tweet popped up on my timeline, and it's from Julie Bogan, and she says, embarrassing confession, I do not know what I like to do. I have 2 kids under 3.5, and much of my free time is spent in service of our household or doing the bare minimum for myself, so I do not have any hobbies, except now I need one or several. So I'm thinking about it, and then this popped up on my TikTok from Anna Scharzer.
I don't know what I want to be doing because I've been a mom for 6 years, and this is exactly, I feel like, what they mean when they say you lose yourself in motherhood. I'm so lost in motherhood that I don't remember what it is that I like to do. Like, I get free time and I'm just like, I end up doing chores and things that I know I need to get done because I don't know what it is that I want to do. I don't know who I am. What are my hobbies? I used to like to paint. Do I want to paint? I don't know. All I know is that I have completely lost myself in motherhood to the point I don't know who I am. I don't know what my hobbies are. I'm just a mom, and it's really depressing.
And it just really resonated with me because I was like, yeah, because this woman had been talking to her husband. She goes, I feel like I'm doing stuff for other people all the time. And he said, well, your kids are in school. The kids are in school 5 days twice or 5 hours twice a week. Take that time for yourself. And she's like, and do what? I don't understand. Because when you are a mom, especially the young kids, the free time becomes about prepping or cleaning mm-hmm. or laundry. There's always something that needs to be done. And you feel guilty for doing something for yourself. So outside of reading or watching like the occasional TV show, I feel such guilt if I were to sit down and be like, I want to go on a bike ride or I want to go hike or do any of the things I used to do. And it's so funny because this is what I was adamant about before I got married, became a mother. I was like, I will never lose myself. I'll never become a wee. I'll never become mom of Hazel and Max. That'll be a part of me. And here I am lost because motherhood is a job that takes over everything.
Can I say the thing I don't think you're supposed to say? So we had the debate about hobbies and whether or not your kids are your hobby, blah, 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 a while back on the show. And then I had confessed that I needed like a creative outlet. So I was going to start cross stitching again, which I bought cross stitching kits. I haven't stitched the first thing. They're there at the house and they're staring at me and they're cute and I want to do them. I just haven't done them. But do we have to have hobbies? Like, isn't it okay not to do anything?
Well, it's okay to not do anything, but I just miss the creative, fun person yeah. I used to be. I used to like love building websites. I used to love doing my photography. I used to love writing and all of these things now that just feel like this added work to the workload. And for me, it's just a little depressing. I love being a mom to my kids, but I just find it depressing that, you know, we talked about sort of saying goodbye to the person you once were when you become a mother, and sort of it's okay to mourn how your life used to be in terms of going out with friends or on impromptu trips or late nights. But now I'm looking at mourning parts of my personality that made me me. And now I don't want my kids to be the thing that makes me me. I want myself to be made up of the things that interest me. And I know I want to like plant a garden. I really want to study herbology. Like there's lots of things that like medicinal herbs I want to do. And they're just such big projects that I'm like, okay, that's a project for a later date. So what are the little hobbies I can do now? I don't have any.
I think you and I are in a different position right now because I thought I needed to have a hobby, which is why I bought the cross-stitching stuff. But turns out I'd rather just prefer not to do anything.
I think that's great, though. Yeah. That's listening to what you need.
Right. And I think what you need, it sounds like you do need that creative outlet in something. But you're just like you said, you're just kind of like floating out there, feeling a little lost and not really knowing what to grab onto to give you that fulfillment.
My max creativity is deciding what we eat for dinner and then maybe coloring a bluey coloring book with my kid. Like, that is my life. So anyway, if you're a mom and you're in the same boat, you're not alone. And if you're a mom and you have a hobby or a dad who has a hobby that you think would be helpful, please hit me up, Cassie at thebertshow.com.
The Burt Show.